from KQED.
One way out of poverty is access to employment. And for transgender workers, that access is limited. Take the national unemployment rate, double it, and that's the rate for transgender Americans. But a new ambitious program in Southern California plans to get them hired. From KPCC, Leo Duran reports.
The lunch rush was supposed to end hours ago. But in the heart of Los Angeles, this fast food restaurant, El Pollo Loco, is still buzzing.
Some people hungry.
This is one of six El Pollo Loco franchises in Southern California, owned by Michaela Mendelson. Mendelson is transgender, and so are about 8 to 10% of her employees.
The word's just gotten out that I'm a trans owner supporting trans people.
One of them is cashier Delaney Martinez.
You know, I just feel more comfortable, and I feel with being comfortable, I can give a better service.
Transgender people face more discrimination than other workers when looking for a job, which is why Mendelson began offering trans people work 4 years ago. Now, she's supersizing her effort into a large-scale program that's nowhere else in the country. She will connect trans people looking for jobs with restaurants around the state looking for workers.
I promised them a level playing field. They're going to need to work hard like everybody else to get ahead.
She got the California Restaurant Association and its 22,000 members to back her idea, and they agreed. It's a civil rights issue. As an extra incentive, Mendelson says a state grant will pay for the first 60 hours of a new hire's wages. And to qualify, restaurant owners would agree to learn more about trans issues. Think Trans 101. But at a recent restaurant convention in Los Angeles, there's some skepticism. Convention attendee Grant Theme says trans people should be entitled to work like everyone else, but...
You know, I still think there's a majority of people out there that may have a problem being served by somebody that's transgender.
That was a concern from Mendelson, too. But she said her customers have been overwhelmingly supportive. And if they aren't, then she says restaurant owners should value and protect their staff.
You know, you hear the thing, the customer's always right. In my restaurants, the customer's always right unless they attack you personally.
And with more trans people visible in workplaces throughout the state, she says it can make a real difference in how they're accepted by everyone. For the California Report, I'm Leo Duran in Los Angeles.